Diary Fragments, April to June, 1907. April 5th to June 30th, 1907. April 5th, 1907. St. Helena Sanitarium, California. I am writing by lamplight. I am praying to the Lord most earnestly for His grace to understand His words. April 5th, 1907. St. Helena Sanitarium, California. This morning, I thank the Lord that my eyesight is spared, that I can still continue my writing. I am in my 80th year. The Lord has been very merciful to me. There is no trembling in my right hand. I can hold a pen firmly, fill it, and write day after day many pages. The Lord is my helper. He is my encouragement day by day, and I will be thankful I have work in abundance to do. I want to bear a living testimony as long as my life is spared. The Lord is good. My active work commenced when I was 16 years old and has been continued until in the month of April. Next November, 1907, I shall be 80 years old. I praise the Lord with heart and soul and voice. Praise belongeth to my Heavenly Father. My prayer is for the change of heart of Frank Belden, because he knoweth not what manner of man he is. I cannot endure the thought that he should lose heaven. He now magnifies his own disappointments that have occurred to him for a period of years, because he is disappointed in his expectations. April, 1907. En route to Southern California. We are on our journey south to visit several places. We left St. Helena April 18th, spent the first night on tourist. We met Brother Cress and his family in San Francisco, also Dr. Hurd from St. Helena. We came in company to Los Angeles. April 26, 1907. Loma Linda, Southern California. This morning I rose from my bed, thankful that throat and lungs are relieved from the difficulty received in coming on our journey from St. Helena. A window was opened directly across from where I was sitting. I contracted a cold, and I am better, but I have suffered considerably from a variety of features of real sickness ever since our arrival at Loma Linda. I do not attribute my sickness to the Loma Linda atmosphere at all. I was poisoned with the atmosphere in the cars. Pullman train had carried a crowded car of people, emptied them out at Los Angeles, and that car had not been ventilated. And we were in the car closely, excluding the air which we ought to have had. Sarah and I were very sick after we arrived at Loma Linda, and of that kind of sickness we could not understand only that we were poisoned in an unventilated car, unpurified with plenty of fresh air. The windows were closed in the body of the cars, and above at the top of the cars. But this has taught me a lesson that I shall not expose myself in like manner again if it is possible to prevent it. I will wait until I know it is safe for me to breathe the air in the car. May 1st, 1907. San Diego, California. We have been coming on the road since 8 o'clock. I have felt that I was resting some parts of the way. Great caution was exercised, for which I felt to give praise to the officials guiding and working the car. Although we were 2 hours behind time, when we entered San Diego, there was the sanitarium's fine carriage and 2 horses to convey us to National City and the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. We were heartily welcomed and were prepared to rest. I have had deep impressions upon my mind as I consider how very little is being accomplished for the sinners without God and without hope in the world. We are given a pattern in Jesus Christ of what He expects of us as His converts to reach a higher life in and through the saving grace of Christ Jesus revealed in the life of His disciples. May 3, 1907. Sanitarium, National City, San Diego, California. I left my bed at 4 o'clock. I have not rested as well as usual. I am carrying a heavy load. I cannot leave this place until I am sure it is my duty. I cannot feel clear to leave until I shall have visited a place some 30 or 40 miles from here, where we have promised over and over to go, but when the time came, I dared not take the journey. Now I think I should fulfill my promise and visit the place. This morning I was invited to speak to the patients and to the family. We had a little company. I opened the meeting with prayer after a hymn was sung. The Lord gave me freedom in prayer, and then I spoke to those present about 20 minutes, and the Lord gave me freedom. I had words that the Lord gave me to speak. John 14, verse 1-6, quoted. This discourse is reported by Doris Robinson. May 7, 1907. Paradise Valley Sanitarium, National City, California. Sunday, May 5th. I wrote many pages in diary, then rode 8 miles in carriage and talked with the church assembled upon the subject of unity. All this is needed. 1 Peter chapter 2. W.C. White and Brother Ballinger left here yesterday for Los Angeles. I am to visit San Pasquale. I have been expected to visit the place several times, but it is 45 miles and I dared not venture. Today, I have a talk with Brother Megan. Tomorrow, go on my journey to make the long-delayed visit. Then we expect to return to Loma Linda. I am more grateful than I can express that the Lord has strengthened me to do my duty in giving the instruction the Lord hath given me for the church in San Diego, speaking Sabbath and Sunday, and praying with them, for I had a special message for the church. I have spoken twice in the parlor and united with them in prayer, and this morning, Tuesday, I am in good strength. I certainly have much to be grateful for. I have had conversation with Professor Megan and his wife, and Sarah was present. We talked of the things that have been perplexing to Brother Megan. No money has come to them to help them in their present emergency, and to help them advance their real interest in schoolwork. I told them that if they were disposed to help them, take it, and may the Lord put it into their minds to help. The Lord calls for more, yes, much more wisdom in some things. All heaven is watching, every successive year, in expectancy of a decided multiplying of the gifts bestowed, to produce a multiplying of the diffusing of His spiritual gifts in riches and power. More earnest prayer to the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father will multiply the gifts bestowed. We are not to lose our faith in the cross of Calvary. The great power of God is needed now, just now. We may have it now, in 1907. The workers are to become charged with a new power from God. June 1907. St. Helena Campground, California. The campground is all that could be asked. It is excellent and the presentation of tents good. We have been amply accommodated with tents. Friday night, Elder Corliss spoke to a large congregation. The appointment was for me to speak Sabbath forenoon. I took up the Bible. That tells us why we observe the seventh-day Sabbath, and read from the Word about when the Lord instituted the Sabbath, after He had made the world in 6 days. He ended His work of creation, and rested on the seventh day, and was refreshed, and He blessed the day of His rest, and set it apart to be observed as His memorial of creation.